You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Barai Elokim et haShamayim et haAretz. So now, Bereshit Barai Elokim, Bereshit ends with Tav, Bara ends with Aleph, Elokim ends with Mem. So you have these three words. The end of the letters are Tav, Aleph, and Mem. So what do you get? Emet. You get Emet. What does Emet means? Means truth, right? Just. So here, Gemara teaches us that when Ribono Shel Olam created the world, he put a stamp that my world, like let's say, there are many organization facilities that you cannot get in. They don't have this badge on, you know, the ID that they have to show, or to get to different places, the door doesn't open. You have a
key.
A pass card, right? The pass card you put in and it opens. So here we learn that the world that Hashem created, the earth, the pass card that you can get through, it's called emet. What does emet mean? It means you have to understand the crookedness doesn't fit in this world. Because Hashem created this world, yashar, based on truth. So now obviously, that's very simple to understand. You know, you have to be honest, loyal, say the truth. Everybody understand this. But sometimes it becomes very, very difficult. Like, you ask your kid, you know, 3 years old, who ate the cookies? What does he say?
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't know. See, around his lips, it's all chocolatey. He says, I don't know. He's honest. Why does he say, I don't know? Why? He ate it?
Yes.
How come he say, I don't know?
Doesn't want to get punished.
Right. So now, not that you don't want to say the truth, but you know that it's a big price for it. But which is greater, to eat the cookies or being punished? Which one's greater? The cookies is greater? No?
Punish?
Punish is greater? So how come you ate it? He knew that he's going to be punished? Right. But he knew he was going to be punished?
Yes.
He knew he was going to be punished. Of course he was going to be punished. But the desire didn't let him, you know, say, no, okay, you know, maybe I can get by it. You know, it was an interesting thing. Alehim HaShalom, when we were a kid, before Pesach, they used to make lots of nuts. Homemade, lechot Pesach, kosher le Pesach. Pistachios, almonds, you know, dates with coconuts inside. Remember? And what they do, they will make it, they will hide it. You know, so because who can resist?
The smell of it.
Yeah, of course. But one interesting thing, them in the Pesach, they would go bring the balls of the nuts, you see half empty. And they did. No, they put it in a safe place, but there's no such a thing. You know, you find it anywhere. So now here we see that to follow the path of a mit is not an easy thing. It's very, very hard. It's very hard. Because even though that sometimes you feel, you know, we're doing the wrong thing, but we say, fine, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. No? It's worth it. And that's what the mit is all about. Because this term that we use in Lashon HaKodesh, that is the first letter, and then is middle, mem, and then the last one. This becomes emet. The beginning, right in the middle, and the last one. What does that mean? So let's say you're eating the cookie now, right? You're not supposed to. Not supposed to. So how do you go by emet? How do you go by emet? It's a very beautiful psychology. That is, when you are Aleph, you're eating the cookie, right? So you have to think about the mem, like the middle, that and that moment that I reach the mem, right? I eat 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I feel, no, I'm going to find out. I'm at the mem now, right? Am I going to continue or not? You say, no, they're not going to find out. It's too much. So you know what you do? You put some Kleenex underneath, you bring it up. So it's not missing. And then you eat more, and then you get too tough now. You get too tough. I said, now what now? Maybe they're going to catch me, and I'm going to be punished. You're going to do it? So that means, the emet means, not that you're doing whatever you want to do now. And you fell in the trap, and you're there. You know, why? What am I going to do now? So that's the thing. The mem time, a little bit later. I'm going to feel, I'm going to do. I'm going to feel, it's worth it. And you see, our system doesn't let. But here, the interesting thing is the falsehood. It's called Sheker. Sheker, the letters right after one another. Gufresh Shin. Kuf Resh Shin is called Sheker. What does it mean? Do it. Don't worry. It's okay. No. Enjoy yourself. You know, you live once. That's what the Sheker is. Sheker, the letters is right after one another. But Emet, beginning, middle, and... You know what it takes? But our system is tuned on the shaker. You know, people rush. Shh, let's do it. You know, the round, you know. This way, no. I want it now. I have to do it now.
But I think it's true what you said, but we don't see the results right away.
You don't.
We just continue and we believe.
Yeah.
Whatever you said with the kids, so the punishment is right away in the corner.
Definitely, yeah. You leave a pint of ice cream in front of a kid, what's he going to do with it? Huh?
He's going to eat it.
He's going to eat everything. So now, when he finished the whole pint of ice cream, what's going to happen to him? Huh? You see him, you know, the lying on the floor. Stomachache, yeah. So that's what exactly the emet means. That means at the aleph time that you put and you want to do whatever you like to do, think about the mem. Think about the mem. Where are you going to be? What's going to be? Whatever you're planning to do now, you want to say something, right? This word is going to come out of your mouth, right? So now, this word, where's it going to go? How's it going to affect? It's going to go to ears of some people, right? How's it going to feel? How's it going to be recorded? Another 30 years is going to remember what you said. It's not going to be deleted. That's it. It's worth it. So now you have a chance that, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I keep it to myself. But when you let it out, so that means your emet was destroyed. What did you do? You did shake it. You thought, it came to your mouth, and then you threw it out. Kuf reshin. Right after one another. It's shaking. You know, it's a very beautiful awareness. You know, have you looked in the stamps that they make? Like they say, emet, right? You looked at the stamp itself. How does it written on the stamp?
Opposite,
no? It's written mem, tav, right? No, emet is a tav, mem alef, right? Yes? So then, when you stamp it, it becomes a emet, right?
You should think the other way.
You follow what happened?
Yeah.
So the stamp, when you look at it, yes. it's the other way around, right? So now, the message here is that many times we feel what we go through, it's all upside down. So how could it be? It cannot be. Hashem is just. Hashem is fair. Well, look at this. It's written here, Taf Mem Aleph. Here, look. But when you stamp it, what do you see? You see a med. You see it that is opposite way. But when you stamp it, you see what? A med. What does that mean? That means your perspective. Say, look at my life. What the mazal I have. What a pishuni I have. Look at me. Look at what I go through. It's all upside down. I don't have any peace. I have to go through so much pain. Forget it. Chasishonam. Shalat. Why I have to go through this? Because when you don't realize this stamp is perfectly correct. But the way you look at it is, it's opposite, it's upside down. And that's what exactly Torah Moshe is teaching us. Bereshit bara Elokim is emet. Everything that Hashem created is based off emet. So now, to be compatible, like you buy a nice laptop, yeah, and you work on it, it's out of the battery, right? So what do you need to do?
Charge.
You bring a cable to charge it. So now the cable doesn't fit. What are you going to do now? The cable is a wrong cable. It doesn't go in. Can you lose the laptop? Huh?
No.
You cannot use it. It's not compatible. The creation is based on emet. If you are emet, so then it'll be compatible. You can work it. You can benefit from it. But if you're not compatible to this olam, you cannot benefit from it. So that's what the Gemara means. The chotamot, the stamp of Ribono Shel Olam is emet. So that means Ribono Shel Olam, as you notarize things, you bring your ID, they notarize it. So now you have to bring your ID. The ID is what? Emet, no matter what. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to do something that is not right. So when you go by emet, then Ribono Shel Olam is going to notarize it. So then, all the blessing will come. The shefa is going to come. The health is going to come. The peace is going to come. But you have to go by the version that is compatible to this world. But if you have a wrong cable, what are you going to do with the laptop? It's not usable. You cannot make it work. You need a compatible cable. Ribono Shel Olam is like, Kol Am Yisrael, Bezrat Hashem. Ve'lat Zav, Semachot, Chodesh Haba, Bezrat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.